Come on, kid.
No.
Why not?
Because I said no.
Let me see her, Coleman. She's my client.
No, she's not. I know for a fact it was her husband who was your client. Was. Definitive word. Was.
It's a community property state, and Red McTeague paid me in advance. That means my services are owing to his estate and heirs, ergo, Mrs. Red McTeague.
He hired you to find out if she was cheating on him.
You know this.
I'm a police detective. It's my job.
So what'd you do, find my bill?
Not better. Some of your surveillance photos. Paper-clipped to divorce papers.
Anyone else in the pictures? Besides her family. Okay, so you figure he left the photos and divorce papers just laying around his desk for his wife to find. When she did, she goes ballistic, and she killed him. Case open, case closed. Nice and neat.
Yeah, just the way I like things.
And was the body that way? How'd he die?
Well, I haven't got the official report yet.
Hazard an educated guess.
All right, blunt instrument, base of the skull.
Divorce papers, signed or unsigned?
Unsigned. No fault, do-it-yourselfers.
On top or under?
The body?
The blood.
No, you don't. I see where you're going with this. She did it. Whap, he's dead, and she tosses the papers on him to show what she thinks of him.
Found the weapon?
We will. So close your file. Your client's wife had a busy night last night.
Really? What time do you figure she killed him? Come on, you've got to have an approximate. What is it?
It was about 7:30. She says she was at a movie with a friend.
She was?
Oh, sure. With a friend who just happened to leave for England right after.
She did. Buzzy, notebook, please.
You bet. Here.
A surveillance diary,